USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The recent violence between Israel and Hamas revealing an apparent division in the Democratic Party. Some Democrats now voicing support for the Palestinians and criticizing Israel, our longtime ally in the region. Four Democratic congresswomen known as the Squad among the most vocal critics of Israel. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson on One American News recently.
And this squad is shameful in the way they approach this. You know, someone referred to them today, and it's not too far off. They refer to them now as the Jihad Squad, and that's really where they're at right now. They're very pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, which is unthinkable.
Meanwhile, Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the current ceasefire with Hamas long-lasting, that ceasefire going into effect on Friday. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken due to arrive in Israel this week for talks. Haitian immigrants getting another 18-month stay in the U.S. President Biden yesterday extending temporary protected status for over 50,000 Haitians. Those covered by this TPS can now get a work permit. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another state crosses a vaccine threshold. The CDC recently announcing Rhode Island has vaccinated 70% of its adult population, the eighth state to do so. But will all those people need a booster shot at some point? Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's Good Morning America yesterday.
When people say we may need to give a boost in 6 months or so, that's purely a conjecture. We're going to find out because we're doing the studies to determine the durability of the protection. And if it turns out a year or so from now, 8 months, a year and a half, then we'll go ahead and boost people.
Fauci also says more guidance will be coming out soon for businesses unsure what to do about mask rules now that the CDC says fully vaccinated people don't need to wear them in most situations. George Floyd's family invited to the White House. President Biden inviting the Floyd family to come Tuesday to mark the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Biden hoping to get a police reform bill inspired by Floyd's case passed by the anniversary, but that's unlikely. The bill still awaiting passage in the Senate after passing in the House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A deadly cable car accident in Italy. 8 people killed, 3 hurt, 2 of them children. A cable car in northern Italy carrying a group falls into the woods. No word on how high the fall was or what caused the accident. A big military ceremony yesterday at West Point. Here's Wendy King.
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point is elevating about 1,000 cadets to join what's known as the Long Gray Line. They will now be Army second lieutenants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin delivered the commencement address.
You've learned how to follow with loyalty. You've learned how to lead with honor. You've learned how to question with rigor.
Austin himself is a graduate of West Point 47 years ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
21 ultramarathoners dead in China. Here's Dan Naraki.
21 people participating in a cross-country ultramarathon in China have died. Severe weather moved into the area of the 100-kilometer mountain course, with some racers going missing in the freezing rain and hail. About 150 people were found safe, with several being treated for minor injuries, while 8 remain hospitalized. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final round of golf's PGA Championship today in South Carolina. Phil Mickelson the leader by 1 shot over Brooks Koepka. If Mickelson wins, the 50-year-old will be the oldest to ever win one of golf's 4 major tournaments. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.